Lift up your hands. We love you, we honor you, we adore you. Blessed be your name. Mm-hmm. That spirit of death is arrested. That arrow of destruction is arrested. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat 1 minute. Very, very sharply, I trust the Lord for divine turnaround for somebody's life. And if you are that person, you will say louder, amen. We are trusting the Lord as we round off on this last Sunday for these 7 weeks of Harvest Glory. We believe that we'll see what we haven't seen before. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. It said, "Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as the river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea." The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. This is the word of our prophet, part two. Even as we shortly step into a moment of supernatural turnaround, the word of our prophet. The part one of it was last Wednesday. We saw in scripture that the word of God is designed and directed for the profitability of man. He teacheth thee to profit. The word of man, the word of God, is the escape route from the losses of life. And we saw the profit that the word has for us. We saw three of them on Wednesday. Number one, we said that the word gives us access to the voice of God. We are able to access the voice of God because the voice of God is upon the waters. The Lord of glory thundereth. Second, we saw that the word of God gives us access to supernatural strength. He said, "You are strong, young men, for the word of God dwelleth in you." 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. "And you have overcome the wicked one." Access to supernatural strength. Thirdly, we saw that the word of God gives us access to the life and spirit of God. "It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." That was where we stopped in the midweek service. Fourth this morning is that the word of God grants access to hope. Hope. The word of God is that which keeps hope alive. Keeps hope alive. And you know, hope is critical to faith. Because faith is concretized hope. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So faith can never be in place if hope is out of place. A hopeless man can never be a faith-filled man. And you know, all of life is anchored on faith. The just shall live by his faith. So the word of God keeps faith, hope alive. Psalm 119 verse 49. It says, remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Your word has caused me to hope. Remember thy word unto thy servant. Psalm 119 verse 81 also. He said, my soul fainted for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Psalm 119 verse 114. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. I hope in thy word. 119:116. Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. 130 verse 5 of Psalms. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. And in his word do I hope. In his word do I hope. Mashakopalaya. What is this saying to you? Quickly, three things. One. The word of God is the cure for hopelessness and despair in life. Thank God for church. Otherwise, many people would have killed themselves since. Huh? If they said there was suicide, just imagine what would happen if not for church. Living in the kind of country we are living in and in the part of the world we are living in, the only thing that has kept us alive and kept us well is word. Didn't you hear the COVID predictions? That millions will be on the streets of Africa. We don't have Medicare. We don't have all the sophisticated things they have there. But we have raw word. Even though they mock us and they say, with all our word, where is our development? With all our word. But the word has saturated the ground. The word has, we don't have ventilators. We don't have anything. But we have word. And the predictions could not come to pass. Because he frustrated the tokens of liars. He maketh divine as man. He disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Trying to force vaccine on the land, which is completely needless and useless. Completely. There are more dangerous, devastating things that nobody has been vaccinated against. Am I communicating? I mean, if not for the word, what would we have done? If not for the word of God, what would we have done?
to believe that you are going to travel and return back safely, despite kidnappers on the road and despite, because the word gave us hope. I prophesy to everyone here today, everyone in despair, everyone in frustration, everyone in any form of challenge here this morning, everyone who came here discouraged, by the word you are hearing, that climate is arrested, is deleted. Every suicidal tendency here, I declare it disappears forever. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. The word of God, secondly, is the reason we don't give up or give in life. He said to him, for to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. A living dog is better than a dead lion, Ecclesiastes 9:4. The reason why we don't give up, we don't give in, we don't give out, is God. Job chapter 14, verse 14. If a man dies, shall he live again? No. All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change comes. Somebody's change is coming here this morning. Somebody's change is coming here this morning. I said somebody's change is coming here this morning. If you were that person, your amen would have been the loudest. Thirdly, the word of God is the reason we keep expecting. It keeps expectation alive. We keep expecting. Because hope is the basis of expectation. We keep expecting. He said, for the endless expectation of creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 19. We just keep expecting. We keep expecting. The Bible said that the crippled man was expecting to receive something. We keep expecting. We keep expecting. We keep expecting. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. One thing that is important to note is if the devil can't touch your hope, he can't take your life. Maja, go bagaragada. If he cannot touch your hope, he can't take your life. So you cannot be lifeless if you are not hopeless. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. I see a new day coming for someone here. That is access to hope. Number five, I might not deal with that, but I'll just show you that, is access to faith. We'll deal with that extensively in the second service. But scripture said in the book of Romans chapter 10 and in verse 8, talking about faith, he said, but what saith it? The word is near you, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word is the architect of faith. Word people are faith people. Wordless people are faithless people. Anything that connects you to word connects you to faith. If the devil can't take the word from you, he can't take your faith from you. Someone say amen. Access to faith. We will look at that in detail in the second service. And number six is access to joy. Access to joy. I've got joy like a river. I've got joy like a river. I've got joy like a river in my soul. I've got joy like a river. I've got joy
like a river. I've got joy like a river in my soul.
Psalm 119, verse 162, he said, I rejoice at your word as one that findeth great spoil. The word is a natural tonic for joy. The word is a natural revelation, is a trigger for celebration. Naturally, normally. Every time you begin to run out of word, you begin to step into pressure. Every time you begin to run out of word, you begin to run out of joy. Like I said, we'll look at that in the third service. Take this home as a counsel. That is, stay with the word. To stay with profit. And stay with the word. To stay away from losses. Stay with the word. To stay with profit. Stay with the word. To stay away from losses. Hallelujah. We read it already in Isaiah chapter 48 and in verse 17. He teaches us to profit. If he is not teaching you, you are signing for losses. It is his teaching that guarantees profit. Hallelujah. Lift your right hand and say, Father, this morning I receive your teaching and I step up. I step up. I step up in hope. And I thank you because you will fulfill your purpose in my life. In Jesus' name. Today, we have come in for a total turnaround of life. We serve the God of complete turnaround. Psalm 126, verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Anybody expecting turnaround this morning? What is key to turn around? Three of them. Number one, the release of the word. He sent a word into Jacob. It lightened the whole of Israel. The release of the word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters, and God said, ugliness turned to beauty at the instance of word. Emptiness became fullness as word landed. The release of the word. Number two, the prophetic mantle. The deployment of the prophetic mantle. By a prophet, he brought Israel out of Egypt, turned their captivity. And by a prophet, he was preserved. Hosea chapter 12 and in verse 13. The prophetic mantle. Your prophet is designed for your profit. Your prophet is designed for your turnaround. Look at the mantle that was deployed last Sunday on that man who came here jobless for 4 years. And suddenly, everything changed. Something is changing for somebody here this morning. Something is changing for somebody here this morning. Something is changing for someone's life here this morning. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. The deployment of the prophetic mantle. And number three is the release of sacrifice. The altar of sacrifice is a turnaround altar. In Psalm 126, where we read, and in verse 5, it said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They have sowed in tears, they reap in joy. There comes a time in your life where you lay very, very dangerous sacrifice on the altar. And you say, this life must turn. That was what Hannah used to turn around her life when she was barren for a long time and they had mocked her. You say, Lord, I make a vow. And a vow is sacrifice that is done in advance. Right? That is, if you give me this, I'll give you that. And that changed the whole story. Somebody's story is changing today. Who is that person? Lift up your right hand and begin to worship him. Worship him, honor him, adore him. Can you be upstanding everywhere you are?
I stand lost in all of you, oh Lord. I stand lost in all of you, Holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you, Holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you. I stand here.
Lift up your right hand, your two hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
My praise is due. Lord, I stand in awe.
In the name of Jesus, lift those hands high. And whisper that name, Jesus. Again. Those hands are. The God who turned around the fortunes of creation, turned around the life of Hannah, turned around the situation in the valley of dry bones, turned around the situation in the wedding in Cana of Galilee. The God of turnaround is happening right now. Lift your hands high. And that agenda of the spirit of death is cancelled right now. Death in the family. Witchcraft manipulations and projections.
Heya! Mahashada ya ya ya! The yoke is broken right now.
that demon that sponsored eating in the dream to destroy your life, destroy your destiny. That seeming witchcraft initiation.
Your yoke is broken.
Let your two hands high. Somebody is about to step into a season of spiritual turnaround. Marital turnaround. Destiny turnaround.
Career turnaround. Turn around in the situation of your health.
Lift your hands high. And I'm going to speak and say in the decree in the name of Jesus. Receive your turnaround in the name of Jesus. And you know what you are going to do? That amen will be a turnaround amen. Like this. Right? When I said, receive your turnaround, all round turnaround, receive your all round supernatural turnaround, it shall be a loudest amen. While that happens, every chain that held you down before just breaks instantly. Anything that said you should not be married just breaks instantly. Anything that says you shouldn't have a child just breaks instantly. Anything that says you should remain on the same spot just breaks instantly. Anything that says you should not reach where God wants you to reach just breaks instantly. Put your hands high. Mahashadagadayalala. Bodily healings will take place. Encounters will happen. People buried in the grave will come out of their graves. People whose destinies have been locked up, it will be unlocked this morning. Lift your hands high. Father, let it be. Mashatalala. Again, don't forget. Receive, when I say receive, your all-round supernatural turnaround in the name of Jesus, it is amen. Be very aggressive
because something is about to happen. There are people, every deposit the devil put in your body is about to be downloaded and released from that body. I prophesy, I decree by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God upon my life, on everyone here today, and everyone connected, related, associated, online viewing. Ashike pele yado rata sata layada, lepe rata satata, ikeka, to the barren woman that was called barren, to the single lady that has been tied down, to the minister that has been tied down, let us shake a pere tekesi, to the young child whose progress had been arrested, to that person whose body is filled with infirmity and afflictions and disease. I announce by this mantle and this mandate, and I say, receive your all-round supernatural turnaround in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, 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 yes. Let us Receive, 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 receive,
people's bodies. Somebody came out of the grave and came out of the pit. A yoke just got broken. A satanic embargo just got lifted. That grave they dug for you, just got those who dug that grave for you. Lift your voice and give him the loudest shout of praise. Everybody who had a drastic encounter, a drastic healing or a deliverance just now, within this interval, and you want to share it for us in just 3 minutes, you rush forward here. For the things you have done, the battles you have won. Oh. Please take your seat 1 minute.
For the things that you have done.
The battles you have won. Only you
are worthy.
For the things that you have done, the battles you have done, only you have, only you alone deserve our praise.
A bigger clap. Hallelujah. Something happened to you today. Say amen. While you are doing that, we want to welcome everyone here who has come here. Especially where I can see people who have come from all over the world, from the United Kingdom, from Zambia, and from several parts of the world who have come here this morning and come here for the whole of the week. And actually, there are people who have been on ground here for the International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference 2 weeks before now. Some 3 weeks before now. And it's incredible how hungry people are. But I'm sure that God is going to give us a fire, a revival in this conference, such as we have never seen before. All those who have come from everywhere around the world, you are here. Let's see you. Can you wave your hand? Stand on your feet if you have come from outside Nigeria. That's where you can see them all with their flags right there. That's Zambia there. Which flag is at the end there? Namibia. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. And we have people from the United Kingdom, from the US, and from everywhere. God bless you. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. People also have come from outside Abuja City, from River State, from Delta State, Lagos State, and several places across Nigeria. You will never return back the same in Jesus' precious name. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. I believe that convention expectation forms are available. If they are not yet available, please pick up ushers if you have them available. Ensure that you have your expectations for the convention forms. You get them filled, and so that we can present them throughout the convention and trust God to give us a revival such as we have never seen before. Somebody say a louder amen. Also, the Dunamis Home Church Congress holds after this, the third service,
very, very important meeting. Please, every single person who is involved in the Dynamis Home Church, ensure you are there at the Home Church Congress. Every single one in the Dynamis Home Church. The host, the leader, the assistant, the secretary, one other person. Please ensure you are there, and the Lord bless you. Now we are trusting the Lord for very, very aggressive multiplication within the next 3 months. Within the next 3 months, we are trusting the Lord for anything between 25,000 to 30,000 home sales. Somebody believe that is possible, say loud amen. Oh yes, we have already thousands of them. And now, all that you need to do is to multiply only twice. That is, each home cell become two. I mean, that is, one home cell gives birth to twins between now and the next 3 months, and that is already done. Now we have a challenge. We have a challenge that is called koinonitis, where people say, oh, we are used to each other, we cannot divide, we can't multiply. We have some home cells that are up to 50 people. And that 50 people is actually five home cells. Some are more. Oh, they say, no, we are used to each other. We can plant another home cell, but this one we cannot. That is not godly. He said, be fruitful. What? Multiply. Multiply. It's mandatory. If the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost banded themselves together and said, and the angels, and they say, no, look, we are used to each other. No need for anything. Nobody will be saved. Jesus won't come to the world to save the world. The fact that he came out on a mission means that no matter how used to each other you are in any home cell, you are under the mandate of multiplication. Please bear that in mind. Consider it, if it is a sacrifice you want to consider it, consider it as a sacrifice to move to another home cell for the sake of reaching out to newer people. And then keep on moving and moving. Please, I'm saying this centrally now. I'm also going to still say it in the Home Church Congress at the end. It is mandatory that we multiply. And I believe that as we do so, the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone here who is a member of the home cell already, can you wave your hands and let's see you? God bless you. Almost everybody here is already a member of the home cell. But if you are not yet a member, it is mandatory that you are, so that we can reach out to you in times of need and just be sure that you are there and just be sure that the devil does not hit you because you are standing alone. If you are not yet a member, you lift up your hands. They'll give you a form for home cell membership and then you will be assisted to be established. The Lord bless you and the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Please lift up your hands. Tomorrow morning is early will I seek you convention. And then in the evening, we'll have a pre-convention program by 5 p.m., 5:30 p.m., which will deal on several areas. When you come, you know exactly what it entails. We normally did a marriage program for that first night. But when you come tomorrow, you'll know the details, all singles, couples, and everyone. You are there. Tuesday morning, early will I seek you by 6 a.m. And then the healing and deliverance service of the convention commences. And then full blast by Tuesday evening. Bishop David Abioye on his way. And Dr. Robert Slayerdon as well. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. It's going to be an incredible time in the presence of the Lord, and your life will never remain the same in Jesus' precious name. Let's hear what happened.
That evening is already happening. This is her sister Mercy. She's 37 years old and she's not yet married. She graduated 2014. Till date, no job. And at the shout of amen, she saw a dark black old man walk out of her.
Every stranger in your body, every stranger in your life, every stranger on top of your destiny, I declare they leave you now. And you are returning back with your testimony in Jesus' precious name. Say louder, amen. So.
Our brother is a minister of the gospel, came for the convention. He said, ministry had been stagnated for 14 years, nothing happening. In the midst of that prophetic action, he said he saw the senior pastor stuck out his finger from the altar and pointed it to the top and said, see you at the top. And that, to him, is a turnaround for his ministry.
Congratulations. Every minister who came in here trusting God for a turnaround, it is released. In Jesus' name, congratulations.
Sir, this is Sister Doshima, who just returned from home after her elder brother's burial. At the burial, she was told that herself and her younger brother were the next to die on their death roster. She came in with that fear of death and checked into the Patmos villa, trusting God for her touch, and asked God that let her work come this morning as she came for this service. And truth to type, as the son of God stepped on the altar, that was the first thing he said, that the spirit of death was being arrested. And even later in the service, it was still mentioned that witchcraft agenda manifesto in that family is also arrested. Said the moment the word was released, that fear of death left her. She became free, relieved, and happy. And she has come to turn.
Everyone who has scheduled you for death, they will take over that schedule. Hey! Everyone who has scheduled you and your family and your brothers and your sisters and your loved ones for death, they will take over your place in that demonic schedule. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be.
Sister Mary said for the past 10 years she has had her life stagnated financially, and she has been equally, she has had encounters of seeing herself in the dream and not been able to find her way around. But at the shout of turnaround, the Lord opened her eyes. She saw that she was being pulled out of a pit. So she believed that she's...
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. You are out of that pit in Jesus' name.
So for Bro Adam, he said things have not been working for him. He has tried so many things, but it's not working. He said, when you ask us to lift up our hands and then shout amen, he came in with heaviness. But as soon as he dropped his hand and shouted amen, that heaviness, see, but
give the Lord a big clap. The heaven is gone forever in the name of Jesus. Sharp, sharp, sharp.
Sir, this is Mr. and Mrs. Patrick. They came all the way from Gombe State. They got married 2019. The wife conceived immediately, had miscarriage, conceived again, had miscarriage. 2020. Gave birth to a baby, lost the baby after 7 months. According to her, in the heat of the prayer, she saw her husband vomiting substance, and she believed that that was what was responsible.
It is over. Hold your hand together. Lift it up. Father, in the name of Jesus, let this liberty be released. Freedom! In the name of Jesus, you are whole.
Yes, sir. This woman is from Taraba State. She said she had suffered pile for 20 years. She said she's always scared of eating because she will not be able to stool. And each time she stools blood. She said at the shout of turnaround, the pile took off. Right now she's normal.
20 years.
Yes. She has not been able to stand. These two young men came with her. They held her. That each time she comes to this place, she will always lie down. But right now, she got up herself, ran to the front here to give God praise for that
and
wonderful deliverance.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? We shall have pre-convention encounters, pre-convention miracles, signs, and wonders. Shout the loudest. Amen.
It is done.
Sir, this is Sister
Congratulations. Yuri. Mother, come. So you people held her to come. Show us how you did. She can't even walk. So show us. Two of you. Really. All right. Mother, walk by yourself now.
You are you just one. Looking like that? Are you well, just you looking like that? Tonight. Give the king the praise.
You are worthy. Jehovah only answer.
You are worthy, worthy, worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy.
Whatever has limited and paralyzed your life or destiny,
Today it is over. In Jesus. Congratulations, ma'am. And what happened here?
Sir, this is Sister Eunice.
Please be seated, people.
She came into service with this neck collar. I asked her, what happened? She said she was diagnosed in the hospital with a erosive altar arthritis.
Lumbar spina.
This was for about 2 months. But
then lumbar spina, we're in process of treating it. And now they now discovered that I have a erosive arthritis who crossed my spinal cord up. It's giving me pain to the head, my ears, and bringing the pain to this place. This hand want to paralyze.
Oh.
At the heat of...
I can't do anything. Oh. Just be moving up
Sorry.
To the room. I can't do
Sorry.
Even to carry water to bedroom become a problem.
So yeah. She was here on Friday in the office. She was prayed for and the pain released. But today, as the prayer was going on, she could remove this, turn the neck.
The woman will come and feed me in the dream, and the pain will increase, and it will give me a mark. And this hand will lose as if you want to paralyze.
And what happened just now?
When you were saying that initiation is over, that food, I just felt under anointing. I thought, as if I'm light.
And what about the pain now? It's gone.
It's gone.
Erosive osteoarthritis of the cervical vertebrae. There is inflammation and the bones, the vertebra, they are chopping. Know what it means for something is chopping? Like the sole of the shoe is eating. The bones are rubbing each other and eating up. It's eroding, erosive. Today is the end of that affliction. And that came as an initiation of food in the dream. Fire of the Holy Ghost in the name that is above every name. Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. The devil, somebody was about to eat a food in the dream, but you woke up overnight between this night and this morning. It couldn't succeed. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Everything they are trying to feed you in the dream with, to destroy your life and destroy your destiny. To destroy your life and just remain where you are now. Use this one as a point of contact. Fire! Fire! The agenda of that devil is over. Every initiation is cancelled. Every demonic deposit in your life is cancelled, 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 is every deposit from hell in your body, in your system is cancelled. In the name of Jesus. 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 What they have planned for you and planned for your family and planned for your loved ones will never work. And I declare their evil plans will backfire. Before this week is out, everywhere they have orchestrated evil for you, an evil for your family, an evil for your loved ones, I decree today that evil backfires. 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 In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name.